The way it is, same as it was standing on the 19th of January when we sent our first letter through Donna Marie, we're no further forward. You know, families are stuck in their homes. Some of us have been waiting over 2 years without an update, not even an acknowledgement. And in all that time, only 5 downgraded appeals have been heard, and each of them annulled. You know, we're not asking the minister for special treatment or interference. We're just asking to be treated fairly with basic communication and clear timelines.
And in the response that he's got from the minister, there wasn't really an explanation of why they're taking so long, or why the people who are making the applications aren't really getting much information back. And that's kind of what you're looking for.
Exactly. I mean, none of our questions were answered, truth be told. It tends to be like a generic response that's sent out to homeowners. And at this stage, we need answers. We need to know that our appeals are going to be heard in a timely manner. And we need communication from the appeals panel. As I said, only 5 of the downgraded group's appeals have been adjudicated on at this stage. So you're talking another 150 homeowners still do not know what's going on with their appeals. We're just at a complete loss, you know.
And what's the course of action from here?
Well, we have emailed the minister again, sent him an email on Monday. We'll obviously give him a chance to reply to that. And if we get the same kind of response, Donna Marie, we have no option but to seek intervention from the Office of the Ombudsman. So that will be the next step, I have no doubt.
And I suppose just again, Adele, just to really highlight this, in this meantime, from the 2 years where you made the appeal and have heard nothing, what's daily life been like?
Well, the way it is, we're in a complete limbo, and it's horrible, absolutely horrible. I see it as being imprisoned, I really do, imprisoned in our homes. We can't repair our homes, we can't sell them, we can't insure them or refinance them. And in all that time, building costs keep rising while we wait. And unfortunately, the cap isn't rising. The SDSI rates haven't been looked at since November 2024. So it's really soul destroying, the whole situation.
And as much as we talk about these set 2 years, this has been a much longer problem than 2 years for you and your family.
Oh, for God's sakes. I mean, our problems start, we're in our house nearly 20 years now, and our problems started within 2 years of building this house, and it took us a long time to realise, or I should say take our heads out of the sand, to realise that our problem was defective blocks. This has been in our lives I would say the last 17-18 years, really and truly, you know.